insanity later. Welcome back to the Bridal Cottage in North Little Rock. It's not the Bridal College, but you can learn a lot by coming over here, because Lindy Blackstone has a lot of things. Lindy Lanford has a lot of things she wants to tell you people.
How can you not get that right?
Because I'm an idiot. You know what? If you call somebody by a certain name their whole life, and then you just try to flip it over, it's hard. I'm an idiot.
I guess that's why I get my maiden name.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to change my last name to Spears, but...
Didn't work out.
Yeah. Hi, Lindy Lanford.
Hi.
How are you? I thought your husband was coming by here.
He is. It's only 11:30.
I'm surprised you didn't make him change his last name to Blackstone.
We went to my high school reunion last summer, and on his little name tag, he just said, Lindy Blackstone's husband.
There you go.
That's smart.
I mean, because...
Good move.
But honestly, that is quite smart.
Yeah, so...
That's a good move.
That's okay.
Aaron's got guts, and that's why I told him about 2 weeks before you guys got married. I said, "You're the bravest man I've ever met." We were having kind of a tender guy moment, and I said, "We're all very impressed by you because we're all deathly afraid of Lindy. The fact that you're willing to marry her, I mean, I think you're just the most amazing human being ever. I mean, screw Mount Everest. I mean, wrestling That's alligators. Funny. None of that is impressive to me. Marrying Lindy Blackstone. Oh, yes.
That's fine. He's great. He's fantastic.
There is no question. He's an unbelievable person. He should be named World Resident of the Year.
As should Christy.
And a half. She's the luckiest woman alive.
She's pretty awesome.
She's lucky. He's lucky that she married him.
She drinks a lot.
And I'll tell you this, that you should have seen the moment that I approached my husband and said, I'm thinking about leaving the buzz.
They're going to say when I got down one and asked him to marry me.
And buying the bridal cottage.
You two are you guys are the most dude chicks I know. You two are both guys.
Dude chicks.
You guys are both dude chicks.
I take it as a compliment. Don't take it back.
You're the most type A girls I know.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't be.
Is that a compliment?
I'm taking it.
I respect you
both.
If not,
I want to punch him.
I wouldn't want to be married to either one of you two for 5 seconds.
Oh,
I respect both your husbands. I think Nathan and Aaron are two of the bravest dudes on the planet.
I agree. I don't know Aaron, but
look, I know being married to me is no picnic. I admit that.
I already said that.
But again,
Christy.
Opposites attract, and Christy and I are a little different. She's a little more passive, and I'm an a-hole, so it balances out.
I love Christy coming in here because she loves my dresses.
Yeah, I don't like that so
good.
Much.
Because yeah, she'll walk out with something, which she has before.
That's cool. Look, as soon as my kids get over the shock of the fact that they're going to go to Pulaski Tech and live at home, that's fine. You know, if she doesn't want them to go off to college, that's cool. And look, Pulaski Tech has a great program. Actually, they have a great culinary arts program. I'd love for one of my kids to become a chef. Anyway, just saying. It's not a knock on them. I'm just saying they're going to have to live at home somewhere. Because there is no way if she keeps shopping in here that we're going to be able to.
I know. Not that you don't have great deals.
She needs one of those deals where you can buy a dress and it's free.
Yeah. She needs to pick one of the four.
Yeah. Except they're all wedding dresses, right?
Yeah, they're all wedding dresses.
That's going to be a little odd. Why is she buying an extra wedding dress? Is there something I need to know? You want to tell me something?
That's what I said.
She's looking at formal wear. She's looking at full sequin fun stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Not wedding dresses.
Yeah, not happening. Anyway.
Which we do have the
What do you
wear.
Have?
Okay.
What is the deal? In addition to all the great food from our friends at First Security.
I know, aren't they fabulous?
They are unbelievably awesome.
They are. Hey, and it stopped raining, so you can come by.
Yay.
Look, I mean, unless you're a witch and you're... If you're worried about a few sprinkles when there's a free lunch on the line, you got your priorities jacked up.
Yeah. You're not going to melt. You'll be fine.
No, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, so to celebrate our anniversary, for now until next Friday, we are giving away 4 wedding dresses. 4, my friends. 4.
But you just have to be fortunate enough to pick one of the ones that's been given away.
Absolutely.
Don't just pick one because they won't pick it.
Well, that's
free.
That's the thing. But we don't want you to...
No, you got to pick the one that you absolutely fall in love with, cannot live without, feel like a princess in.
Right.
I feel like a princess in any dress.
That's what buying a wedding dress is.
Absolutely. You got to have that aha moment.
See, I could work here. I know.
Do you remember buying the dress that you were like, this is the one?
Yeah, I was in here.
Yeah, right.
It was fabulous, and it's such an amazing experience.
You know me. You just pointed it out. I am not that girly girl, but the minute I put that dress on, I felt like a girly.
You almost felt like a woman.
Yeah, almost, pretty close.
Did you get married in Hawaii?
We did.
See, did you tailor your outfit to the weather there?
I honestly thought of the bottom of my dress. It reminded me of waves. Like, you know, you probably don't know, but you know, Runaway Bride. And remember, she's standing there and she's like swishing her dress. She's like, it swishes. I loved mine because it swished.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you ever expect you to be married in that dress?
Never in a million years.
Exactly.
My mother-in-law saw the dress. She's like, oh, No, she told my mom, she's like, oh no, she is never going to wear
that. But that is exactly every bride. That's why trying on everything and being
open-minded
is very important.
Justin, I'll take your man card right now.
Praying so hard right now. It comes in and kills me.
I will take your man card right now. You can just give it to me.
You could shoot me through the
window. But you look very handsome in a tux, which we do
I love this
as
Tiffany,
well.
Look, I'm going to go out. I will say this. I am going to buy this. I'm going to buy this Tiffany blue vest and this Tiffany blue
tie.
Sell it. I'm going to get one.
Okay.
They have this thing called the internet. Everything's for sale.
It's Tiffany blue. Lindy it's
Lanford.
Beautiful. It looks very good on you.
All
so
right.
So we rent tuxes, too.
Let's go back to the boy stuff. She rents tuxes. You can buy a dress here.
Yeah, but look.
We're a full-service bridal store.
So, like, if
wedding dresses, bridesmaids' dresses, mother.
If you're going to a formal, like, say we're going to Chocolate Fantasy Ball, and Christy needs a formal. Great place?
Yes, absolutely.
This place is okay for that?
Yes, sir.
So you're much more than the bridal cottage. It's a bit of a misnomer, you might say.
Our main thing is bridal.
You need to put in parentheses.
Bridal collection.
It should be the bridal cottage and more.
And more.
Because I've told somebody else that, too. Like it's Arkansas Car Stereo. I've told Mac that. I said, Mac, you're not just Arkansas Car Stereo. I said, I can get video in here. Yeah. I said, you do backup cameras.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you can fix my helicopter. I mean, you do all kinds of stuff. He's amazing. I said, you need to call it Arkansas Car Stereo and more. Because it's the and more that really intrigues people.
You like that? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you could go to our website at bridalcottageonline.com and find out everything that we do.
Ethan says you have a nickname, Christina, the Canadian hijacker. That's it.
I'm good with it.
Look, Cale Gober, the Henderson State Athletic Director who sat in yesterday and hung out, he hijacked the show several times over.
Yeah, and I'm in here more than he is. So you know what, Ethan? I can hijack it. Come and tell me I can't.
Can't.
That's very Canadian. Sorry.
People don't even know what you just said.
I know. Can't.
Yeah.
Can't.
If she would have followed that by saying, do you know what I'm saying? I would have said, I have no idea. No clue.
The bottom line is.
Exactly.
Bottom line is.
That's where they worry about it. Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lindy. Good point. Excellent. Good segue, Lindy.
Thank you.
Lindy Lanford. I'm going to keep saying it until I got it ingrained in my tiny peanut-sized brain. Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You know who works over there? Kevin Wilson. Everybody knows his name. He hasn't had to change it. He is. He's big, he's red, and the deals are even bigger. No credit, bad credit, first-time buyers, no problem for them. They will get you financed. That's how you become number one for 20 years in a row. And